This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So we're being told that we could actually stop dementia. There are some things we could do today to slow down dementia. And a study from the UK reaffirms something I've been kind of harping about, but not in a while. And I kind of feel bad because I should be a little bit more vocal about this. But when you have a elderly individual in your house that isn't listening to you or just stares at you with a blank stare, get their hearing checked. You know, if they can't hear you, they're not going to respond. Now, I'm not saying people with severe dementia, it's as simple as giving them hearing aids. But if somebody is losing their hearing, they're not going to interact. They're not going to know what to do if you've given them instructions. And they're not going to use that part of the brain that may need to still be utilized. They also found that if you treat cataracts, you could slow down dementia. Cataracts is where your lens starts getting opaque and cloudy. So if somebody can't see that well or hear that well, how are they going to, one, look competent, and B, be able to use those parts of the brain as acutely and as detailed as somebody else who can see and hear? So a study from the UK reaffirms that helping seniors with the hearing and sight could slow down dementia. Researchers from the University of Manchester found the correction of one's cataracts to decrease their risk of dementia by 50%. If they additionally corrected their hearing with hearing aids, their risk plummeted by 75%. Study authors looked at participants' memory and cognitive function and compared them prior to and then after getting their cataract surgery or their hearing aids. Dr. Pierce Dawes, study author, says it's not really certain why hearing and visual problems have an impact on cognitive decline, but I guess, he says, that isolation, stigma, and the resultant lack of physical activity that are linking to hearing and vision problems might have something to do with it. So, yeah, if you can't see that well and you're afraid you're going to fall and you can't hear if a car is coming or if a ball is coming your way and you can't duck if you need to, you're probably going to be less reluctant to go outside, or you're going to be more reluctant to go outside. Hearing loss has a lot of times been blamed on you being old. Okay, I've had hearing issues. I have sound discrimination issues. It's called the cocktail party effect, where if a bunch of people are talking to me, I can't hear. And I can't discriminate the sound. Now, sensorineural hearing loss is a type of hearing loss where you get the sound and your brain can't manipulate it for you to understand what that sound is. Conductive hearing loss is where there's something preventing the conduction of the sound going through the ear. So many of us, as we age, we start to lose our sensorineural hearing loss. And if we get a lot of wax buildup, I guess we could have conductive hearing loss as well. So we use a hearing aid. Now, how hearing aids work is there's a little microphone that picks up the sound, and then it amplifies the sound, making it louder and clearer. Older people do better with lower sounds than higher pitch sounds, which is why they can a lot of times, you know, easily understand their kids, but not the grandkids. So I'm like, Dad, you know, eat your vegetables. Whereas the kid's like, Daddy, Grandpa, Grandpa, he may not hear it as well. So they're better with lower sounds. So then you have a microphone that picks up the sound. You have an amplifier. Then you have a receiver that sends a stronger sound into the ear canal. And then the stronger sound travels into the middle ear and then the brain. And that's kind of how a hearing aid works. And boy, are they expensive, aren't they? So anyway, they say previous studies have found that people may start losing their hearing 5 to 10 years before they become demented or having dementia. So we may, once we start to see hearing loss issues, have a signal or a red flag that there could be some issues with dementia. Fortunately, we don't have medicines to reverse it. A lot of times, once the damage is done, there's that deterioration. But they say hearing loss may precede dementia by 5 to 10 years. Now, age-related hearing loss, I'd never pronounce this right, presbycusis? Why don't they just call it hearing loss with age? Many times that may not be, well, I'm getting older and I'm losing my hearing. That could maybe be early dementia. Because remember, the sound comes in, the ear has to transmit the nerve signals to the brain, and the brain has to process these sounds. And if somebody isn't hearing, is it their ear or is it their brain? Now, cataracts. Cataract surgery, if you have, from what I understand, from people that have had cataract surgery, they say when they get the cataract surgery done, that's when they can tell how bad their vision was, because it's like mud and dirt being on your car window that all of a sudden just got cleaned. That's what it's supposed to feel like after you got cataract surgery, if you had bad cataracts. Well, it's no wonder older people have issues when they can't see, you know, with the cataract. So what we need to do is be very judicious with our eye exams, with our hearing exams, and intervene early. Now, I don't know what the heck is going on with hearing aid and hearing aid prices. From what I'm understanding, Medicare doesn't cover hearing aids. What the heck is up with that? And so I think hearing loss, and you know, when they say hearing loss precedes dementia by 5 to 10 years, I'd like to see a study of people that got the hearing aids early and people who didn't. And if we really did slow down the dementia, that's a pretty simple study to do. And not by a survey like this previous study. Just take a look. Go, all right, guys, all of you guys are getting hearing aids. You guys can't afford hearing aids. All right, we'll watch you. And then look. It's not a hard test to do. 1-877-DR-DELLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the tax support group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you guys are going to hear about this, and we need to break this down. There's a Minnesota woman, and I love Minnesotans. I think Minnesotans are awesome. Hey, they rock. GCN is in Minnesota. But there's a Minnesota woman who claims that when she got her flu shot, it tore her rotator cuff. Now, she had an issue with her flu shot, and I'm going to tell you what she was diagnosed with, but this is the first I've ever heard of that, because the rotator cuff is not near where you get your flu shot. So we need to kind of break this down. Her name is Jacqueline Bros. Unfortunately and tragically, she suffered from severe shoulder pain after getting her flu shot in 2017. She was eventually then diagnosed. She's from Plymouth, Minnesota. She was vaccinated at a local grocery pharmacy, as a lot of us are. But within 24 hours, she was experiencing extreme shoulder pain. And then an MRI later showed that her rotator tuff was completely torn. Doctors told her she was conditioned with CIRVA. CIRVA is a shoulder injury related to vaccine administration. A shoulder injury related to vaccine administration called CIRVA. I guess it might happen often enough where they've had to actually come up with an acronym. Now, she's been a big fan of the flu shot, as is I. And she says she always gets a flu shot, but within 24 hours I knew something was right. I believe her. But rotator cuff injury, we are not sticking your rotator cuff. So I'll tell you what happened. She actually ended up having a full thickness tear where the tendon started separating from the bone. Now, what I would probably re-diagnose this is as a more of a inducing of a sequelae that happened, or maybe she had an underlying rotator cuff. But we got to be very careful with people thinking that if you get an injection into your deltoid, into the arm, that it will go deep into the rotator cuff of the shoulder. It won't. So, she went to her chiropractor. The right shoulder and arm were uneven with the left sloping downward. She visited several specialists who could have diagnosed her. So the surgeon had her do an MRI and said everything had fallen off, a complete tear of the rotator cuff. So because she had the flu shot a few weeks earlier, the doctor diagnosed her with CIRVA. Now, what I don't understand with this is if she within 24 hours was having all this pain. Now, mind you, you can get a localized reaction where you hurt a little bit after the shot. I get that. But why did weeks go by before an MRI? Could there have been inflammation and the inflammation weakened the tendons? I don't know. I've never heard of this before. So the shoulder injury related to vaccine administration is rare. And they claim that even though the flu shot is administered in the deltoid muscle, that's the triangular-shaped muscle out of the shoulder, the vaccine could be improperly injected too high, too deep. So then the other thing I'm thinking is could somebody have gone up under some of the anatomy there into the glenoid fossa, I don't know what the heck, and destroyed some of the bones or destroyed some of the tendons. A flu shot usually isn't done that way. You have a clavicle there, you got the tendons, you got the humerus, you got your muscles like the subscapularis, the supraspinatus, you have the teres minor. You have these muscles there. I mean, somebody could maybe say maybe it went up in the supraspinatus muscle above the shoulder joint. You also have the long head of the bicep tendon there. These are things that are kind of protected. They're not very easy to get to. So, and by the way, when we give these shots, we're only using 1.5 shots. Now, if somebody is really, really tiny, maybe. I've just never seen this happen. Now, I feel bad for her. I mean, she has an issue. She probably had an inflammatory reaction that weakened the ligaments and tendons. But what's very interesting is many of us have rotator cuff pathology, and we just don't know we have it until something happens. Everybody thinks when you have a rotator cuff tear, it happens when you're, you know, playing football. A lot of times, rotator cuff tears are very chronic, where you have years of wear and tear on it, and then all of a sudden, there's the last straw. So when somebody is about to give you a flu shot, if you guys are concerned that this could happen, and again, this is so rare, I've never heard of it or seen it, and either the person giving the shot was a complete idiot, or they gave the shot correctly, and she got some inflammatory reaction that exacerbated a rotator cuff issue. That's the only thing I could think of. But what you could do is you ask the patient, or you ask the nurse, or the doctor, or whoever's giving you the shot, where are you giving it? Point to me first before you put the alcohol on there. And they actually have to It's kind of like if you're looking at between your shoulder and your elbow, it's about a quarter to a third down. They're supposed to pull up the tissue so nothing hits bone. They're supposed to grab that deltoid, grab that skin, and put the shot, the needle in, no more than about an inch in, even though it's usually about an inch and a half needle. They inject it. They should aspirate, make sure they didn't hit a vessel, inject the medicine in, pull the needle out, rub it a little bit, put a little Band-Aid on it, and be done. It's too low to affect the rotator cuff. But apparently that's what's being told. Oh, scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. A corpse of an Ebola victim has been stolen by relatives during a funeral procession in the Congo. Now, we are very, very scared of what's going on with this latest Ebola outbreak. Apparently there's one cluster after another with the insurgents and the violence going on and the politicians. It's not good. But adding to that are people's rituals and people's, family values of burying the dead. And so when you have a deceased Ebola victim who needs to be quarantined, has to have a very, very specific burying ritual from a infectious disease standpoint, that may not be in sync with somebody's family values. So bereaved relatives pulled off a plot to hijack a hearse and steal the body of a deceased Ebola victim. This happened in the Democratic Republic of Congo, who is currently battling an outbreak. According to the health ministry, the body belonged to a woman who died earlier at the Beni Ebola Treatment Center, located in the northeastern part of the country. The bodies of Ebola victims obviously require proper burials because we need to make sure that the disease doesn't spread. And one of the most common times that caused the spread of the Ebola in the previous horrible outbreak in 2013 to 2016 was improper burial of the dead. That's when a lot of people picked up the disease. So the women's relatives managed to convince the response team to relax the protocols and allow the hearse to be driven by a family member. The officials also agreed to provide the five family members with protective gear so they could carry the casket. So you see what they did? They got the response team to let them drive the hearse and to let them wear the suits. On the way to the burial site, the hearse suddenly went off course and rushed to another neighborhood. A police car, which was escorting the vehicle, tried to chase culprits, but was later driven away by an angry crowd of local residents. Now, the thieves did turn themselves in the next day. They volunteered to be vaccinated and claimed that no one tried to open the casket or move the infected corpse. The corpse was returned. The relatives apologized. Now, the ministry statement did not detail the reasons behind the heist. They think there's this distrust by local communities, etc. Right now, 160 people have been infected. Over 90 have died from the virus, and we're afraid that it's an underestimation because of difficulty getting data with all the violence and stuff going on in the area. But this is one of the reasons why an Ebola outbreak in that area can very easily spread, because you don't have everybody on the same page. I mean, in America, for the most part, you know, we may all be like, fine, quarantine. Although we've had some Americans go, I don't want to be quarantined, so I get that. But in terms of, you know, burying the, you know, when these villages do have little Ebola outbreaks, they may not want civilization coming in because they want to do things their way. 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king to discuss the fate of the Washington Post journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. President Trump was asked about this as well on Monday.
The king firmly denied any knowledge of it. He didn't really know. Maybe, I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon, but his was a flat denial.
Currently, the President and First Lady are visiting parts of Georgia and Florida to see firsthand damage sustained by Hurricane Michael, which has left at least 19 people dead and many unaccounted for. A federal court trial began today in Boston, where Harvard University is being sued as people are alleging they discriminate against Asian Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that hundreds of dietary supplements are tainted with prescription drugs. So they work better. Less than half of the products are recalled, according to a U.S. FDA analysis. And as you know, dietary supplements are not regulated like pharmaceutical drugs. So if they're not regulated like pharmaceutical drugs, they better not have pharmaceutical drugs in them. But they say over the last decade, more than 750 supplement brands have been found to be tainted with the drugs, sometimes containing two or more hidden drug ingredients. The FDA is ticked, and they have identified these tainted supplements, already recalling half of them. I'm not sure what's going on with the other half. So, basically, these are now unapproved drugs. And according to the California Department of Public Health, could cause serious health problems. This is a study published today in the journal JAMA. Medical experts are calling on the FDA to take more urgent action to remove the tainted supplements from the market. They say the agency's failure to aggressively use all available tools to remove pharmaceutically adulterated supplements from commerce leaves consumers' health at risk. So basically, they analyzed data from an FDA database on dietary supplements tainted with pharmaceuticals that have been identified in the agency from 2007 to 2016. 776 supplement brands were found to contain drugs. 86%, by the way, were marketed for sexual enhancement or weight loss. 12% marked for with muscle building. They say one in five products, or 20%, had more than one hidden drug ingredient. So, what were some of these drugs? Sildenafil, which is an active ingredient in Viagra. Sibutramine, which is a banned weight loss drug, was in weight loss supplements. And then in the muscle-building supplements, they found synthetic steroids or steroid-like ingredients. It makes sense because I've had people swear by things over the counter. And I'm like, wait a second. You would have to be taking steroids or be on testosterone. You would have to be on real synthetic steroids to build that muscle. There is no over-the-counter legal supplement that does that. Well, if it's tainted, then there you go. But apparently this research by Dr. Cohen and colleagues has found that supplements continue to be sold in stores even after they are recalled. They say the shocking finding in the current study is that over the half never were recalled in the first place. Why not? We don't know. Now, didn't the FDA complain years back during the Obama administration that there's not enough staff? Remember we had that whole listeria outbreak? And weren't they complaining that there's not enough of them? That the FDA is supposed to be huge. Yeah, like IRS agents, there's not enough of us. Okay, I think there's too many. So what I want to know is what's been happening. I understand they've been very busy. They have been very busy. I get that. There's a lot going on. People vaping Viagra, and now they have to go out of the e-cig go after the e-cig companies. They're also going after the e-cig companies like Juul for marketing to kids. So the FDA is taking a lot of extra work. I get that. The problem is there's stuff out on our shelves that people can use that can unfortunately, And, you know, if I was a supplement company, I would be helping out the FDA. Going, wait a second here. These guys are making us look bad. They're competing with us because they're sticking pharmaceuticals into their drug. There's about, what, maybe 146 companies involved in making the tainted supplements? Apparently, what does the FDA do when they get caught? Well, the FDA has a number of tools. They could send a warning letter. Ooh, a warning letter. Ooh, that's scary. That sends shivers down my spine. An FDA warning letter. Ooh. They could visit the factory for an inspection, or they could issue a mandatory recall. They said, though, with these 147 companies, the FDA issued just 7 warning letters and did not issue any mandatory recalls. So Dr. Cohen says there's just no way to interpret this other than the FDA is not simply doing their job. So how bad is this? Well, this is sibutramine. Sibutramine for weight loss can increase blood pressure, increase heart rate. It's speed. It's an amine, like amphetamine. They can be very, very dangerous. So somebody trying to lose weight because their blood pressure was told that it was too high, and they go, look, drop 30 pounds so you don't have to go on blood pressure medicine. They take something like this, they could have a hemorrhagic stroke. And if you are at risk for stroke or heart disease, that could be bad. Apparently, there was a study back in 2015 that dietary supplements are tied to 23,000 ER visits and 2,000 hospitalizations in the U.S. each year. Nobody talks about that. You never see that in the news. Dietary supplements causing 23,000 emergency room visits a year. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. An average ER says 23,000 patients a month. Well, okay, fine. But it's still a big number to me. So what does the FDA have to do? Well, according to Scientific American, they have got to get these companies to do a voluntary recall, and then if not, they got to go in and they got to shut it down. I don't see how companies I don't see how companies are allowed to exist if they're breaking the law. They should lose their license. If I was the FDA and I caught a company spike, I mean, this is criminal. We all talk about going, all right, well, let's issue a letter. If you have a product in there that you are not supposed to have, and you are advertising that you are natural, and that you do not have a product, if you are false labeling, that is criminal. They should lose their license and be thrown in jail. Why aren't we doing that? This makes no sense. Well, we have to be nice, and oh, it's a mistake, and that. No. We are having people lacing stuff. And consumers, you've got to be smarter than this. Now, listen, I am just like you. If there is a good TV ad, I get suckered into it. Marketing is fantastic. Anybody who likes psychology has got to be blown away by marketing. I was getting my pedicure, and I really hate going to a salon to get my nails done, but I do. I like my salon, but I just hate getting my nails done. And there was an infomercial playing, and it was on a makeup spray. Apparently how you do, I forget what it is when you spray the makeup on you. I forget. It's supposed to be nice and smooth. And I'm watching this commercial, and I'm like, I need to do that. Because you guys have seen the way I put on my makeup. It's like ridiculous, especially since I'm always in a hurry. So I could paint it on me like a spray can. I love that. You know, let me go to Lowe's or Home Depot and go to the spray can section. I love spray paint. So I could paint and spray my makeup on me. I bought one of those, and that was like in the last 5 years. And I should know better. But this commercial got to me. This commercial convinced me that that's what I need to do. And so we all are suckers for it. I mean, I've online shopped. I am right now looking at a dress that has popped up in my studio computer because they think I may like it. And you know what? I can't stop looking at it. Like, I think I need that dress. I think I look good in it. Marketing people know exactly what to do. The difference is popping a dress up on a web page isn't as illegal as tainting supplements. So if you guys want to lose weight and you want to take an over-the-counter supplement that claims it's going to increase your metabolism, I would really stop and research it. Because, yeah, if you take speed, if you take something, you know, laced with an amphetamine-like medication, oh, yeah, crack cocaine will make you lose weight. That doesn't mean it's safe and healthy for you. So be cautious. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're hearing that the high-stakes affirmative action case out of Harvard University is heading to federal court. And Harvard University is fighting accusations that its admission office racially discriminated against Asian American students. This is an affirmative action case that I think eventually will make it to the Supreme Court. It's a topic that has been brewing as people have been grappling with, are you allowed to do quotas? Are you allowed to give preferential treatment to somebody of race when constitutionally all men are created equal, men and women? So the Ivy League school is going head-to-head against Students for Fair Admission, SFFA, an organization founded by an anti-affirmative action activist who sued Harvard back in 2014. This is a closely watched case that can influence the use of race as a factor in college admission decisions. Opening statements begin today in the non-jury trial before U.S. District Judge Allison Brose in Boston. From what I understand, I think she was appointed by Obama. They say what's at stake, quote, according to political commentator Heather McDonald, says what's at stake is the poisonous tribalism the colleges have been spreading into the world at large that is tearing this world apart. She says Harvard, like every other college, requires Asians to meet a much higher standard of academic qualifications to get in, and admits blacks and Hispanic students with much lower qualifications on the assumption that somehow race is the most important thing about you. Now, SFFA is headed by Edward Bloom. He claims Harvard illegally engages in racial balancing, artificially limiting the number of Asian American students. Bloom contends despite having the best academic records, Asian American applicants suffer the lowest admission rate among any race, as well as unfairly receiving the lowest score of any group on a subjective personal rating assigned by Harvard admissions officials. So Harvard has denied the accusations, calling the lawsuit politically motivated. It argued that it threatens the ability of colleges and universities across the country to create the diverse communities essential to their educational missions and the success of their students. Okay, so basically, can you legislate and mandate diversity? Yeah, you can. Can you trample on people's rights when you mandate diversity? Absolutely. So, for example, when we have these scholarships going, this is a scholarship for only girls, or it's a scholarship for only Hispanic women. If you don't let an Asian or an African American or a male or a Hispanic, if you have only a scholarship for one ethnicity and you turn down an African American or a Caucasian or a male, say, no, you don't qualify. This is only for Hispanic women or whatever. Is that discrimination? You're a man. You're African American. So we're trying to be diverse. We're trying to offer scholarships to people of a whole variety of ethnicities. But when you do that, you're like, well, we're going to give it to a black male, or we're going to give it to a black female. Or we're going to give it to a Hispanic male. So then a white is it. You start to really confuse the situation and muddle the situation, because that means you are going to have to exclude people of color, exclude people of race. So the whole purpose of diversity was no boundaries, no, you know, on paper. We have your SAT score. We have your written statement. We have your personal references. We could, by hard data, choose you. But that doesn't seem to work. Some critics complain tests are swayed more for the Asian American population, or swayed more for the Caucasian, or swayed more for the Hispanic, or so nobody's ever going to be happy. Harvard believes, they say, according to Fox News, its campus diversity is at stake and says it couldn't achieve a rich mix of students without considering race. So this is, again, something that's not very, you know, politically correct to talk about. But is what Harvard is saying that if they left it to just merit, most of the school would be Asian American? Is that what they're saying? I mean, that was a talk 20, 30 years ago. People were complaining that they couldn't get in because people of Asian countries were coming with higher grades because their schooling was much more rigid. I think they went to school 6 days a week, so Americans couldn't compete. So that's how quotas started to be like, well, you know what? We'll allow this many spots to foreign grads. We'll allow this many spots to American grads. I mean, that is legal. You can do that. But then, you know, people try to do this with in-state tuition. Okay, well, then we'll move a couple years before. And then, Benjamin Netanyahu went to Israel. From Israel, went to Harvard. We have some of the best universities. I don't blame people all over the country wanting to come to our university. So I get how we could lose all the spots to people who are not American. And we want America represented in our university. I get that. The problem is time and time again, we hear, well, if you're white male, you're not going to get anything. If you're, and then that you cannot progress and call to action, we end discrimination, when you're discriminating while you do it. So I don't know what the answer is. And if there is an argument that certain cultures, that you can't compare Californians to Utahians to Mississippians, then we have to have, and even in, Northern Nevada versus Southern Nevada, they're different. They're very culturally different. Yeah, we're Americans, but Northern Nevada has more of a small town, community feel, kind of. Vegas is very metropolis, very entertainment, very transient, even though we're not. There's people I haven't heard off and on since the 80s. But you do have, even within a state, different sort of cultures. And so having just a state standardized test may not do it all either. But having college admission processes going, look, we got to favor women, or we got to favor Hispanics, or we got to favor African Americans, or we got to favor, that's a problem. So the group suit demands that Harvard make admission decisions without any knowledge of students' race. It also asks for a broader ruling that the use of race in education is a civil rights violation. Tang Deep, an Asian American refugee from Vietnam, released his application to testify in support of Cambridge, Massachusetts. He spoke as a counter defend diversity. He said, my stance on affirmative action is a general reminder to the rest of America, especially to Edward Bloom, that I, along with so many other Asian Americans, refuse to be the tools of white supremacy, and that we stand in alliance with all communities of color. I don't know what the answer is for this. So this lawsuit is going to be going to a federal judge. A federal judge does appear to be liberal leaning. So we'll see where this goes. But honestly, race requirements. Well, the other big issue that's going to be coming in the next decade is, if affirmative action is supposed to be helping those a minority, and if whites are a minority, it just contradicts itself. So I'm for diversity, but I'm for not discriminating against anybody. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.